China, episode number 1454 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Heidi Chapman. How is everyone doing?
A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
Podbot.ai. China, Chinese Zhonghua or Zhonghua, also spelled Zhongguo or Chengkuo, officially People's Republic of China or China Zhonghua Renmin Gongguo or Chenghua Zhenmin Kenghoukuo, an East Asian country. The trauma of this external challenge was the catalyst for a revolution that began in the early 20th century against the old regime and culminated in the establishment of a communist government in 1949. With over 4,000 years of documented history, China is one of the few countries in existence that also prospered economically and culturally in the early stages of world civilization. In 2000, the U.S. Congress approved a permanent normal trade relationship with China, allowing China to export goods at the same low prices as most other countries' goods. This relative isolation from the outside world has allowed Chinese culture to flourish and progress over the centuries, but it has also left China unprepared to face the world, which from the mid-19th century faced technologically advanced foreign powers. China's constitution stipulates that the People's Republic of China is a socialist country with a democratic dictatorship led by the working class and based on an alliance of workers and peasants, and that state institutions will follow the principle of democratic centralism. Appearing in CNN's three-week newsletter also on China, it tells you what you need to know about the country's rise and how it's affecting the world. For people in the rest of the world, China's most recognizable feature is probably its huge population. By one measure, China is home to more than 34,687 species of vascular plants, making it the third most biodiverse country in the world after Brazil and Colombia. China is the largest telecommunications market in the world, with over 1.5 billion users as of 2018, and currently has the largest number of active mobile phones in the world. Chinese and foreign sources report that the Chinese government's official statistics overestimate economic growth. In 2018, the total number of Chinese billionaires ranked first in the world, and the number of millionaires ranked second in the world, with 658 Chinese billionaires and 3.5 million millionaires. The enthusiasm of the world's banks and asset managers is fraught with risks as uncertainty about China's political and regulatory environment grows and tensions between Beijing and other countries rise. The massive run on those banks comes about 2 decades after China joined the World Trade Organization and pledged to open up its financial sector. Last year, H&M and other Western retailers were threatened with boycotts in China over their opposition to the alleged use of forced labor to produce cotton in Xinjiang. The most recent incident was the April 1, 2001 collision of a Chinese Navy fighter jet with a U.S. spy plane high above the South China Sea. Many Western companies in China have become the object of controversy in Western Xinjiang due to escalating geopolitical tensions, especially allegations of human rights abuses. Specifically, China wanted to join the World Trade Organization and host the 2008 Olympics, and America had leverage on both fronts. Digital Economy Promotion Plan. China will continue to promote the digital economy during the 14th five-year plan. In 2020, China ranked second in the world for the number of top universities. Walmart, WMT, Intel, INTC, Nike, NKE, Adidas, ADDF in recent weeks, and have faced backlash from the public in China on accusations that they tried to avoid importing goods from Xinjiang. Today, if China is the problem, the bigger problem is the decline in the efficiency and effectiveness of our government, Prewer worries. The EPL emphasizes national security, which means America must end its rapprochement with China. It has been 2 decades since the last fateful meeting between U.S. and Chinese military forces. The official media urged citizens to channel their pain into the hard work of strengthening China, and the country moved forward. Chiguang covered the EP3 collision on a previous deployment to China. Today, the skies and seas around China are teeming with aircraft and warships on all sides. In an age of rivalry and distrust between the superpowers, it is strange to speak of a smile of luck between America and China. In his opinion, the current power of China should make America even more cautious. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.